3. Do you see how from this also he challenges the superiority complex of the Jews? He proves their crudeness and earthly nature by what they considered their privilege, that is, the fact that Moses' face shone. They should not pride themselves on that. It meant nothing to the Jews who didn't enjoy it. He keeps emphasizing it. At times he says, the same veil in the reading of the Old Covenant remains, not revealing that it is ended in Christ. Another time he mentions that, even to this day when Moses is read, 2 Cor 3.15, the same veil lies on their heart, indicating that both their understanding and their heart is veiled. Earlier he mentioned that, the children of Israel couldn't look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory it radiated, a glory that was transitory. 2 Cor 3.7, what could express their inferior worth more? They couldn't perceive the diminishing glory. Instead, it is concealed, so they couldn't gaze intently at the end of what was transitory, that is, the law, which has an end. But their understanding was hardened. And you might ask, what does this have to do with the veil, then? Because it functioned as a prophetic symbol of what was to come. They didn't understand then, nor do they see the law now. The fault rests on them, for the hardness is due to their unbending and corpulent judgment. Hence, we are the ones who understand the law. For them, not only is grace, but this too is shrouded in mystery. For even to this day the same veil remains on the reading of the Old Covenant, he mentions, without revealing that it is ended in Christ. What he's suggesting is this: they don't understand that their error is ending because they don't believe in Christ. If it is Christ who ended the law, and indeed it is he who ended it and the law prophesies it, how could those who don't accept Christ who abolish the law see that the law indeed has ended? That they are unable to see this clearly demonstrates that even the law that asserted these things, they lack the realization of its full glory. But where, you ask, did it specifically say in the law that it is ended in Christ? It didn't simply assert it, it symbolized it through its laws. At first, it confined its sacrifices and its rituals to a single location, the temple. Then, by destroying the temple itself, it demonstrated conclusively that the law was fulfilled in Christ, for he was the one who destroyed it. If it wasn't supposed to end these and the whole law concerning them, it would have either not destroyed the temple or forbid sacrifices elsewhere after the temple's destruction. Instead, it has declared both the whole world and Jerusalem itself as forbidden for these religious rites by only allowing the temple. Then, after obliterating the temple itself, it made it clear that the laws have ended in Christ, for it was Christ who destroyed the temple. But if you wish to see from the words of the law itself how it was fulfilled in Christ, listen to the lawgiver himself. A prophet shall the Lord raise up to you from your brothers like me, Deuteronomy 16:15-19. You must listen to him in all matters he commands you. And it will come to pass that any soul who will not listen to this prophet shall be utterly destroyed. Acts 3:22-23. Do you see how the law demonstrated it was completed in Christ? This prophet, who was Christ in human form, whom Moses ordered them to listen to, ended both the Sabbath and circumcision and all other laws. David also said in prophecy about Christ, "You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek," PCX 4, not in the order of Aaron. Hence Paul clarified this when he said, "With the change of the priesthood, there is unavoidably a change in the law." Hebrews 12. In another place he says, "You did not want a sacrifice or an offering. You took no pleasure in burnt offerings or sacrifices for sin. Then I said, here I am." Hebrews 5:7. There's an array of more substantial evidences from the Old Testament showing that the law is fulfilled in Christ. Hence, when you abandon the law, only then will you truly understand the law. But as long as you cling to it and don't believe in Christ, you remain oblivious even to the law itself. For which reason he added to assert this fact more lucidly.